time on this April 13th. You've been listening to Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! On your community radio station. This is KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM, and KGNU Denver, 1390 AM, with translator K229AC in Ward, Colorado, at 93.7 MHz. Just after the top of the hour, we'll go to the BBC News, followed by KGNU's very own morning news magazine. Now this.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Solar Village Prospect, a sustainably built community featuring wind and solar power, non-toxic interiors, and radiant floor heat. More information about Solar Village is available online at solarvillagelife.com or by phone at 303-651-1860.
In today's weather, the high is expected to be nearly a record at about 80 degrees in Denver and Boulder and beyond, clear and breezy. Overnight low tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 77. Now this.
This is the community calendar for Thursday, April 13th. Today's calendar is supported by Dirt Days and the Boulder Adventure Film Festival, featuring films from around the globe, adventure sports, and environmental activism, taking place on April 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Boulder Theater and in Central Park next to the Farmers Market. More info is available online at www.boulderadventurefilm.com or by phone at 303-818-6402. This planetarium presents Venus Express Update at 7:30 p.m. The Boulder Public Library offers a class on learning to surf the World Wide Web from noon to 2 p.m. Please call 303-441-3143 to register. Roger Ebert will discuss and sign Roger Ebert's movie yearbook at the Boulder Bookstore at 7 p.m. For more events or to post your events online, please visit kgnu.org.
BBC World News, I'm Lopa Kotari. Heavy fighting has been taking place in and around the capital of Chad, N'Djamena, between government and rebel forces, although some reports suggest it has died down. The clashes began at dawn on the edges of the city, but President Idriss Déby later announced that his forces had defeated the rebels.
La situation actuellement dans la ville de N'Djamena est totalement, je vous dis, totalement sous contrôle. La colonne qui a attaqué.
The current situation in the city of N'Djamena is totally, I'm telling you, totally under control. We are going to round up all the prisoners and all the weapons that Sudan gave to these rebels.
The Sudanese Foreign Minister Lama Kol, however, told the BBC his government had no part in the current unrest.
We have nothing to do with what is happening in Chad. On the contrary, we want a stable Chad so that the refugees who are there can get attention they need until the problem in Darfur is solved. So that is a purely internal problem.
The Chadian government later said a large number of rebels had been killed while others had been taken prisoner. Chad, which is rich in oil, has been destabilized by the conflict in the Sudanese region of Darfur, with hundreds of thousands of refugees fleeing across the border. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed El-Baradei, has been having talks in Tehran with Iranian nuclear officials about their country's nuclear program. Before his meetings, Mr. El-Baradei had said he hoped to persuade Iran to observe a United Nations Security Council call to suspend its uranium enrichment program. Iran on Tuesday disclosed that it had succeeded in enriching uranium for the first time, and President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had again rejected demands to halt the process. The Iraqi government has said that at least 65,000 people may have fled their homes as a result of sectarian violence and intimidation. New figures released by the government show that the number of displaced people may have doubled in the past 2 weeks, from 30,000 in late March. The situation has worsened since the bombing of an important Shia shrine in February triggered reprisals in which hundreds of people have been killed. You're listening to the World News from the BBC.
BBC News on KGNU, beginning the morning magazine for this Thursday, April 13th. Good morning, I'm Sam Fuqua. Coming up after the local headlines, in our report from the state capitol, we'll hear about domestic partnership legislation. Also, students on the University of Colorado at Boulder campus prepare for a hunger strike if the university does not agree to their demands related to creating sweatshop-free university clothing. our guest commentary, our regular commentary from Ira Chernus, also coming your way. And we'll talk with the folks at Free Speech TV, independent television based right here in Boulder, celebrating their 10th anniversary. BBC News and commentary from Jim Hightower at the bottom of the hour. At 8:35 this morning, we continue our conversations with Conference on World Affairs participants. This morning at 8:35, Tim Wirth will join us in the studio, former congressman and U.S. senator. We'll talk about meeting global energy demand. Diverse music begins at 9:30 on the Morning Sound Alternative, all still coming up, all made possible by the listener members of KGNU. Thank you very much if you contributed during our Spring 2006 membership drive. We are open 9:30 to 5:30, 4700 Walnut, if you'd like to come by and pay your pledge, pick up your thank you gift. We'll also be down in Denver a couple days in May to bring some thank you gifts to folks for whom getting up to Boulder isn't convenient. And we remind you that if you didn't get around to making your pledge, we still need you. We missed our goal this drive. That is money the station needs to have to operate for the next 6 months. So if you didn't get around to it, there's still time to pledge support to KGNU. You can call 303-449-4885 during business hours or pledge online at kgnu.org. Or come by 4700 Walnut Street. We need everybody. Thank you if you did become a member. If you renewed your membership or became a new member, you make community radio possible. State and local news now with Roger Wendell.
The Denver Water Board's 1.2 million customers can expect relaxed rules for lawn watering this summer. In addition to customers having reduced water usage by 20% voluntarily, Denver Water expects its reservoirs to fill up after the spring runoff. According to the Denver Post, water restrictions will be the same as last year, except the Water Board will rely on meter readers and customers to report violations. Monitors and patrols won't be hired this year. Additionally, customers will be able to select which 3 days of the week they want to water their lawns on. Water restrictions will be in effect May 1st through September 30th. Despite appearances that the drought is over, watering limits are the utility's way of encouraging customers to conserve water, stretching out the supply to avert tapping new river supplies to serve the growing region. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency data indicates reported industrial pollution is down 19% in Boulder County. According to the Daily Camera, Roche Pharmaceuticals of Boulder was mostly responsible for the decrease. Although Roche remains second on the county's list of top polluters, its pollution volume fell 64% last year. A Roche spokesman said the pollution decline was a result of a $54 million investment in additional pollution control equipment. Xcel Energy's Valmont station topped Boulder County's list of industrial polluters, with over 285,000 pounds of pollutants being released. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said that about two-thirds of Colorado's increase in toxic chemical releases is due to increased mining production. Overall, however, Colorado has seen a 46% reduction in a total reported industrial releases since 1988. Some Xcel Energy customers are having trouble paying their energy bills this year. For more on that story, here's Myrna Murphy.
About one out of every four Xcel Energy residential customers in Colorado was late paying their March bill. Steep increases in the price of natural gas put 292,000 customers behind on their payments last month. According to the Rocky Mountain News, this is the second highest number of March delinquencies in Xcel's six-year history in Colorado. The number of customers with delinquent payments could have been higher without assistance from Colorado's Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP. An Xcel spokesman said these greater numbers of overdue bills is a concern because it could cause higher rates for customers in the future. The utility could seek to recover unpaid money in its next rate case with the Public Utilities Commission. For KNU, I'm Myrna Murphy.
The City of Golden has filed a court petition to condemn the proposed Lookout Mountain site for a digital TV broadcast tower. According to the Denver Post, Golden filed eminent domain documents with Jefferson County District Court to prevent development of 70 acres that are visible from all parts of the city. The Lake City Group, a consortium of local TV stations, wants to build a 730-foot high tower that would replace three major towers and several smaller ones on Lookout Mountain adjacent to Golden. The Lake City Group says that Lookout Mountain is the only place a tower can broadcast digital signals to the entire metro area. The consortium also noted that Denver is the only major city in the country not broadcasting in digital. The City of Golden has offered the TV consortium $1.7 million for the 70-acre site. Golden officials believe that Squaw Mountain, alongside I-70, would be a better location for the giant tower, as the city hopes to protect Lookout Mountain as a park. The battle to install the large tower on Lookout Mountain has been raging for 6 years. In 2005, the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners voted to reject zoning for the tower. District Court Judge Brooke Jackson has not yet decided whether to make permanent an injunction barring construction. In today's weather, the high is expected to be a record 80 degrees, breezy, with an overnight low of 45. Tomorrow's weather, high 77 and partly cloudy. For KGNU, I'm Roger Wendell.